Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
I'm Julian Pasker.
Okay, thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, my name is Shireen and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay, and did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
It was me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
Better.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. With that being said, I'll try to get through this as quickly as possible. I know it's not easy to talk about. Do you by chance know the specific type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
Yes, I had B cell lymphoma.
Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
And what is your date of what was your date of diagnosis?
The date of diagnosis 2/20/2021.
2021. Okay, and did you spray Roundup at home or at work?
At home.
Okay, and what is the home address of where you used it?
147 York Avenue, Staten Island, New York.
You said York Avenue?
Yes.
And then did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
Well, I was 38, 39, something like that,
Okay.
around
And
that time.
how many years did you spray Roundup for?
14 years.
Okay, and have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more in your lifetime? Okay,
Yeah.
and the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, the following questions are going to be yes or no's based off your past or present medical history. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
I have diabetes.
Okay. And then the others, are they all no?
Yes, everything else is on.
Okay. Have you ever had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. And do you have a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear about your diabetes.
Thank you.
Of course. And then can you go ahead and spell your first name for me, please?
Julian, JULIAN.
Your last name?
Pasker, PASKER.
Okay. Do you have a suffix in your name such as junior, senior, the second?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a male.
And are you currently married?
No.
And can I get your social?
The whole full social?
Or the last four, whatever you're
Oh,
more
oh
comfortable with.
five not. All right, 41/45.
41, 45. And your date of birth?
09/18/1976.
Okay. And can I get your height and weight?
I'm 6 foot. I'm 235 pounds.
Okay, and your email?
Big BIGPUNWCC@gmail.com.
Okay, and your phone number is 347-916-9927.
Yes.
Is this your cell, your home, or both?
Cell.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Say that again?
How did
I
you first
find
learn of a
out?
connection? How did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
Well, going to the doctor. I went to the doctor and they diagnosed me with it. They asked me what was I using. I told them and they said that's how I got it.
Okay. And then when did you first become aware that your injury may have been related to Roundup, if you had to pick a date?
My system started on 2/2/21. That's when I went to the doctors and they told me.
Okay, so around February 2nd, 2021?
Second, yes.
Okay. And then how many times a year did you spray Roundup?
Well, 4 times a month.
Was that every month out of the year?
Yes.
So roughly around 48 times a year, does that sound correct?
Yeah, that sounds about correct, yes.
And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis? Yes or no?
No.
So you didn't spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Oh, well, I was spraying, yeah. Then I got sick. I went to doctors, and that's when I stopped using it. I went to doctors, and they told me that I had that.
So the question's asking, did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were
Yes.
diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just wanted to
Yes.
confirm. And what month and year did you start spraying Roundup?
5/10/2007.
And what date did you stop spraying Roundup?
1/21/2021.
Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
And then I just want to confirm you sprayed in the state of New York?
Yes.
Okay. Where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied? Was it residential, commercial, farm?
Residential.
Was it like the front and backyard?
Yes. Well, backyard.
Backyard? Anywhere else?
Yes. No.
Okay. And then you said your exposure was residential, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
I guess directly.
Okay. And then what was your first exposure to Roundup? Was it by spraying it at home for the first time?
Spray, yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yes.
And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, if you had to put a number on it? You can estimate.
I'd say 10, maybe 10, 20 times.
In your lifetime?
I mean, it's been a while, so I'm really not, you know.
Okay, so
but
based off
as
of
long
what
as I've been using it.
Okay, so based off of what you've told me so far, you told me that you use Roundup about 48 times a year, is that correct?
Yes.
And you used it for 14 years?
Well, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if I'm...
I never got sick. Hold on. I wasn't sick the first time, a couple times I was using it. It's
I
just like the last couple of times that I got sick and then I went to the hospital. So,
So the question, what the question's asking is, how many times have you ever, been around Roundup in your entire life? So based off of what you've told me so
I
far,
mean,
I'm
I don't, I've been around Roundup all my life, so I just, I don't, it's
okay.
not like I just started using it. I've been always using Roundup.
No, I understand. So based off of what you've told me so far, you use Roundup 48 times a year and you use it for 14 years. So that would be at roughly around 672 exposures. Does that sound correct, or is it more than that, or is it less than that? I'm sorry? Hello, Julian, can you hear
Hello?
me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
Okay.
you.
So based
I
off
can
of
hear
the
you.
Okay, so based off the math that I've just done, based off of what you've told me so far, that would be roughly around 672 exposures in your lifetime. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. I know some of these questions can be a little bit confusing. The following four questions are going to be yes or no's. Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
Concentrate.
Okay. And then what store did you purchase it from?
CVS.
Okay. Do you have any receipts for your Roundup purchases? Yes or no?
No.
And do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Okay, the attorneys do ask if you do find any evidence, just do not destroy or tamper with it because it will help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
And the following nine questions are going to be yes or no's. Do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay, have you been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. Have you ever smoked?
Yeah.
How many years did you smoke for?
Let's say 15 years. I
Okay.
quit though.
Okay.
I've been cigarette free for 4 years now, so.
That's good. Are you currently employed? Yes or no?
Yes.
And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition? No? Okay. And can I get the name of the company you work for?
I work for Global Movers.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Global.
Oh, global. Global and the words.
Global Movers.
Global Movers, and is that in Staten Island?
Yes.
Is it Equalizer Global Movers?
No.
No. Okay, and do you have an address for Global Movers? Because I'm not finding one on Google.
Damn, their address, they moved. Damn, I don't even have the new address right now. We moved our office, so I don't even have the new office.
Okay, is it in Staten
The
Island?
new address offhand. Yes, it is on Staten Island.
Okay, and what's the zip code?
10 is 10 30. Yes, 10 30 10.
103010. Or is it 103010?
10 3 10. 103.10.
Okay, thank you. And what is your job title there?
I'm a mover.
Okay, thank you. And then what is your current full address?
147 York Avenue.
Oh, okay, the same address that you sprayed at?
Yeah, same.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
They live with me.
And do we have permission to contact you?
I'll give you that. Yeah, it's the house number. I'm gonna give you my house number.
Okay, so I would need an actual an actual emergency contact number.
I'll give you an actual person's number, my mother's number.
Okay, does this person live with you or not live with you?
Yes.
And do we have permission to contact them?
Yes, at the residence. Yes.
And you said it was your mother?
Yes.
Okay. Can you spell her first name for me, please?
Karen.
K-A-R-E-N?
K-A-R, yes.
Last name?
Same last name.
Okay.
Same last name.
And phone number?
718-288-8570.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, so just one last thing here. What is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you, and what was the facility?
The doctor's name was Dr. Philip Caron, and the hospital I went to was Northern Dutchess Hospital.
You said Northern Dutchess Hospital?
Correct.
Is that in Rhinebeck, New York?
Correct.
Is that where you were treated as well?
Yes.
Okay. And was it the same doctor that treated you?
Yes.
Okay. And what date did you start your treatment?
2/28/2021.
And what kind of treatment did you receive?
I got chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and targeted drug therapy.
And then that was Dr. Philip Caron, correct? C-A-R-O-N?
Correct.
Okay. And do you have a phone number for Dr. Philip, or do you want me to use the one on Google?
You can use the one on Google, because I don't have his number.
Okay. And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
It was a hardship for a little bit. You know, ended up going back and forth for treatment, doing the chemotherapy. It was a little hardship for a little bit, but I'm better now. I'm, you know, getting back to the groove of things. So, you know, it kind of, you know, stopped a little bit of, you know, of working a little bit, you know, having to go back and forth to therapy and things of that nature.
Well, thank you for sharing that with me. I know it's not easy to talk about, so I do want to thank you. But
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy things are getting better for you.
Thank you.
So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma approximately February 20th, 2021. You were filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you sprayed at the home address of 147 York Ave in Staten Island, New York, zip code 13 10301. You sprayed Roundup for 14 years. I have your first name as Julian, spelled Julian, last name Pasker, Pasker. I have your date of birth as September 18th, 1976, and I have your social as 414, or the last four of your social as 4145. I have your height and weight as 6 feet, 235 pounds, and I have your email as BIGPUNWCC at gmail.com. I have your phone number as 347-916-9927. You sprayed Roundup roughly around 48 times a year. You started spraying around May 10, 2007 and stopped spraying in January 21st, 2021. You sprayed residentially in your backyard. You were directly exposed and you sprayed in the state of New York. You've had roughly around 672 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime. You purchased a concentrate from CVS. You smoked for 15 years. I have your current employer as Global Movers, located in Staten Island, zip code 10310, and you are a mover there. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Dr. Philip Karen. That was located at North Dutchess Hospital. Address I have is 6511 Springbrook Ave in Rhinebeck, New York, zip code 12572. I have your doctor's phone number as 212-639-2000, and the date you started your treatment as February 28, 2021. In terms of treatment, I have chemotherapy, radiation, and targeted drug therapy. I have your current address as 147 York Ave in Staten Island, New York, zip code 10301, and I have your emergency contact as Karen Pasker, Keren, last name Pasker. This is your mother that lives with you. Her phone number is 718-288-8570, and we do have permission to contact this person. Is that correct?
Correct.
Is there anything you'd like me to change or add?
Nope.
Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do, the system's going to go ahead and generate these documents. I just need a couple signatures from you, okay? So what I'll have you go ahead and do is you can go ahead and put me on speakerphone. And then you're going to get a text for a DocuSign. You're going to go ahead and click on it, and then it's going to prompt you for a couple, just follow the directions on there, and it'll prompt you for a signature. It should take less than a minute or so to sign. Do you see the text? Okay, so go ahead and click on the link. And then follow the directions. In the meantime, I'm going to send you a text with my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can reach out to me. And then let me know once you're done, okay?
I finished that.
Okay, perfect. I just received them. So with that being said, Julian, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for being super patient with me on the phone. I really appreciate it. With that being said, the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours, but it is also Friday, so I would give it until next week to hear from them. They just need to verify the case with you over the phone. It should take less than 5 minutes or so just be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to start working on your case without speaking to you, so keep that in mind as well. With that being said, if you have any questions, any concerns, anything like that, you can always reach out to me directly on that 949 number. That's going to be my main point of contact. And I do want to thank you so much for your time and sharing everything with me. Again, I know it's not easy to talk about, but I'm happy to hear that you're still here with us, and it was a pleasure speaking with you, okay?
Same here.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
As you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bro.